This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be in New York City and without plans this evening, there's a thing at the Metropolitan Museum of Art you might want to check out. I mean, you'll never get in, but you could probably kill a couple of minutes watching the rich and famous walk by. The Met Gala, the annual fundraiser for the museum's Costume Institute, is tonight, hosted and meticulously curated by Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour, the place for designers and celebrities to both see and be seen in elaborate get-ups. At a price. Designers and companies spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy tables and to dress those celebrities at the gala. But that calculation is changing in this social media age, as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
There's this scene in Ocean's 8, the heist movie. A designer, played by Helena Bonham Carter, is trying to convince a jeweler at Cartier to let the celebrity she's dressing borrow a $150 million necklace for the Met Gala.
I have always loved Cartier. I think, historically, this has been the most significant house in the world. But there is a whole generation out there who mispronounce your name. Je sais, vous êtes monsieur.
This necklace isn't doing you any good sitting in a vault, she says in French, when it could be going viral around the world.
This is an exercise in branding.
Bronwyn Cosgrave, a fashion historian at Parsons School of Design, says the Met Gala allows designers to capture the world's attention. Rihanna shows up dressed as the Pope in a sparkly white robe designed by John Galliano, and it goes viral.
You might not want to wear that huge headdress that Rihanna or Sarah Jessica Parker is wearing, but you might be interested in the brand.
And in its less expensive products, Sean Grain Carter teaches at the Fashion Institute of Technology.
You go and buy the perfume. You go and buy the shoes, the handbag.
The gala can be expensive for designers. They have to create these elaborate outfits, and tables can cost up to $300,000. It can be cheaper and more cost-effective to reach potential customers directly on their Instagram feeds. Brands can pay celebrities to wear their clothes and post about it. Bronwyn Cosgrave again.
Today, influencers really do rival the runway.
And that may be why, as Women's Wear Daily reported, Ralph Lauren, Dior, and Calvin Klein have taken a step back from this year's Met Gala, deciding not to buy entire tables. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.